You're looking at the very lovely Baltimore City Mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Not anyone who can pull off that hat.
My hat beat out her ass.
You'll have to have a duel. We'll go find her. But she has the feather thing going on, too. No, it is. No, it's absolutely fabulous.
Thank you very much. It is a Margie Hicks hat, and she is here, one of the vendors who is here. And I have another one for tomorrow.
I was going to say, how are you going to outdo today?
Well, tomorrow I'll have a Christine Moore hat, and I am ecstatic. You know, if you're a girly girl, this, you know, you only get this
we
once
don't get
a
to
year.
Wear hats,
well, I get excited about dressing
I'm
up, too.
I'm just glad I only have two.
But you know what? Look at this. This has become a two-day event.
It has.
Full-fledged.
With the wonderful concerts, and I just feel like there's even more on the horizon. The Preakness has done really well, growing the crowds, and bringing a class to the event that I think we all, you know, all of us that are over, what, 30?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
hand raised.
They like, and you know, everyone, my daughter's excited about Preakness, my mom's excited, so it's going to be a great day. I'm very, very happy to be here.
You know what else is fun I've noticed about this year and about horse racing in general? Remember years ago when we obsessed on will we lose the Preakness? Is the Preakness going anywhere? The state of Maryland horse racing? You don't hear that talk anymore.
No. The Preakness is here. I think it's here to stay. And because we're doing well, I doubt that we're going to hear that. I mean, listen, I just saw Mike Tyson when I walk by. If he is here, I think, you know, the party people from around the country are here in Baltimore for Preakness, and it's going to be a lovely, lovely weekend. They're going to forget all about the Kentucky Derby, and just this is going to be the first stop before the first stop.
Mike Tyson is here? That's awesome.
Did you didn't see him?
I haven't seen him, no.
Yeah.
What's he wear? What is Mike Tyson wearing today?
A face tattoo.
Really?
It won't go away, huh?
No.
An even bigger one, I thought.
But it's great, and I know everyone in Baltimore and all around prayed on this weather, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that the rain finally stopped. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm excited about the rain.
I mean, look at what you're wearing. What did you think when you looked at the weather this morning? You've got.
I thought that I would be in boots like you.
Heels on.
Sensible wedges.
Right. You talked about that, right?
That's the way to go today. The wedges or the rain boots.
Not today. I thought I would. I had my backup rain boots just in case, but thank God we have the lovely weather and a beautiful Preakness. So many people are excited. It brings great business to Baltimore, shines a positive light on the city, and it's just great.
And we're also celebrating breast cancer survivors. I don't think we've mentioned that all day today. It's the reason why you see so much pink mm-hmm. around is because Komen is here and a lot of breast cancer survivors were in the fashion show. And so you're doing it for a wonderful cause to boot.
It's a great cause. My mom is a survivor. One of my best friends is a survivor. I don't think there's anyone whose life hasn't been impacted by breast cancer. And I'm really proud that, you know, year after year, they partnered with Susan G. Komen to make that happen. There's also a new partner, Suited to Succeed, that helps women who are entering the work world. Some of them are welfare to work and some other challenges. They're getting back in the work world. They're giving them great suits so that, you know, the wardrobe doesn't become an impediment to employment. So they're also benefiting from, you know, the fundraising that's happening today. You know, again, I'm just really proud of what the Maryland Jockey Club has done, really putting Preakness back on the map in a positive way. And I'm here to support it. And I'm glad that, you know, we're not sitting here soaking wet.
Yeah.
I mean, I was prepared for anything. I think we were. We're in a tent right now, so that helps, certainly. And we can hear the music going. And that's what's making this event, I think, so much more of an event for so many more people, is the music, the acts that they're bringing in.
Do you get to actually enjoy the show? I mean, do you have
I do,
the race?
And I go on at about 6:30. I'll be performing.
Really?
My one-woman show.
Are you going to get Beyonce a run or what?
SRB does Celine Dion.
The Dion, huh? Very nice.
Well,
you're
halfway there. Okay.
Well, I can't wait to see tomorrow's hat because that hat's incredible.
You will see it. I'm doing the reveal at 9 a.m. in the studio.
Wow, there's a reveal and everything?
There is a reveal.
Man.
I will see it for the first time, and so will everyone else.
You know, Mindy Becerra told me that feathers were in this year, and she nailed that one.
And fascinators. That's not a... That is a fascinator.
It's a full fascinator.
Right. I had to school some people on fascinators.
I don't know what a fascinator is.
It's sort of like a little... It's like a... I don't know.
It's a headband.
It clips on or it's a headband.
Okay. Yes.
Right. it's all the rage.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I think I have to scoot and get across the track before the race starts.
Good luck.
I wanted to make sure I stopped by.
Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
I had to come by and supervise.
We're doing okay. I think not too much to drink, right, Mary Beth? Thank you very much for stopping by. Enjoy the race and enjoy tomorrow
thanks
as well. The mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, here as we broadcast live from Pimlico on Black Eyed Susan Day.